in the realm of simpler logic, that such a charged particle, drawn to the nucleus by the inescapable pull of opposite forces, would spiral inward, surrendering its energy until it collapses into the core. Yet that collapse never comes. The electron remains suspended, neither still nor truly moving, confined by principles that defy the instincts of everyday mechanics. This equilibrium is not the product of balance, but of exclusion. The rules that reign in this microscopic domain forbid the electron from relinquishing its place entirely. The uncertainty woven into its very position and momentum ensures that it cannot shrink its orbit to nothing without vanishing from the laws that define it. Should it seek to fall, it would need to release energy. Yet there lies the paradox. No lower state remains into which that energy might be cast. The atom's ground state forms a kind of quantum floor beneath which no descent is possible. Energy levels become locked, and the space between the electron and the nucleus, though infinitesimal, is held open by the very act of quantization. So the atom persists, not through the enforcement of barriers, but through the absence of escape. In this quiet suspension, the entire edifice of matter finds its stability, not in solidity, but in the ceaseless whisper of probabilities, forever denying collapse. Chapter 3. Beta Capture. When electrons are consumed to stabilize the nucleus. Amid the silent transformations that unfold within the heart of atoms, there exists a process as discrete as it is profound. A moment when an electron, once part of the vast lattice surrounding the nucleus, is drawn inward and consumed. This event, known as beta capture, reveals an intimate exchange where the boundaries between particles blur and shift, not with violence, but with quiet inevitability. Here, the atom seeks a new balance, reshaping its identity from within as the very composition of its core transforms in response to an internal disequilibrium. The electron, previously held in orbit by the subtle play of electromagnetic forces, now finds itself summoned to the nucleus, where it vanishes, not into oblivion, but into metamorphosis. Upon contact with the proton, the electron ceases to exist in its familiar form. Instead, a neutron is born from this union, the charge of the proton neutralized, and a delicate adjustment achieved. Accompanying this moment of change, a ghostly neutrino escapes into space, carrying away the remnants of energy and spin, as though whispering the secret of the transformation into the vastness of the cosmos. Such captures occur not in chaos, but as part of the atom's quiet effort to reach a more stable form. When the delicate ratio between protons and neutrons grows imbalanced, when the inner calculus of forces tips too far in one direction, the atom does not shatter. It adapts. It redefines itself from within, exchanging charge for mass, identity for endurance. In the silence of this transition, where one particle gives way to another, the laws of conservation remain unbroken, and yet the nucleus is forever altered. This inward gesture, subtle, swift, unseen, becomes a testament to the atom's search for equilibrium, an invisible thread of transformation woven into the deep structure of matter. Chapter 4. Strong Interaction and the Role of Neutrons in Binding Atomic Nuclei. At the innermost heart of matter, where protons crowd together with identical electric charges that ought to repel with unyielding force, another power intervenes. Immense, unseen, and far stronger than any force that governs the visible world. This force, known only by the name it earned through its overwhelming intensity, binds the nucleus.